Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 36th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember we're talking about the figure, that picture of Jesus Christ and Isaac and all this just ties in together. And Abraham just knew that as he goes up to Mount Moriah with his son Isaac, and we're going to read Isaac is taking the wood up there. And he told those two young men, you just stay here. Me and my son, we're going up to worship and we're coming back. He knew that even if he had to take Isaac's life, that God would raise him from the dead. You're talking about faith and believing. Wow. Then look at verse number 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. Remember I told you at the beginning of our lesson about Jesus carrying his wood, that wooden cross, while Isaac carried the wood. And he took fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And as they were traveling, we could just see in verse number 7, they were going up the mountain. Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father! And he said, Here am I, my son. And Isaac speaks, Behold the fire and the wood. But where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Something's starting to click. In Isaac's mind, he ain't no dummy. Man, we're going up there for a burnt offering up on this hill. I'm carrying the wood. You got the fire for the wood. You got the knife to slay that lamb. Where's the lamb? Look what Abraham responded. Speaks volumes. We could stay here all day on this one verse. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Literally, Abraham believed God. And he made this awesome statement, God will provide himself. It's a picture. Even though Abraham probably didn't understand everything, he was saying, he just believed God. And he said, God will provide himself a lamb. And God did provide himself a lamb. And who was it? It was Jesus Christ. Literally, I'm not a Hebrew scholar at all. But some of these Hebrew scholars literally said that in the Hebrew language, literally it says God will provide himself for a lamb. God himself will be that lamb. That's what this verse is saying. God himself will be that lamb. And we see as John comes out of the wilderness, or Jesus out of the wilderness unto John the Baptist to be baptized, John said, Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Verse number 8, Genesis chapter 22 is a tremendous verse where Abraham believed in God and he knew something about that this mountain is a special place. Isaac, you're not going to be that sacrifice. God will provide himself a lamb. So they, both of them went together. Now, verse number 9, as they come to the place which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there. Just stop for just a second. As we read the other chapters in the Old Testament, Abraham had built many altars. Bethel and Shechem, other places that Abraham had traveled. He had always built an altar, but this altar was a different one. In Abraham's mind, this is a special place. Get the picture. He built an altar. He'd built altars before, but not one like this. And he laid the wood in order. He bound Isaac, his son, and laid him upon the altar of the wood. Remember, Isaac's a young man. He's not fighting. Isaac willingly laid down upon that altar. Jesus willingly went to the cross of Calvary for us. He didn't fuss. He didn't fight. He willingly gave his life for us. Look at verse number 10 quickly. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord, we know is the Lord himself, called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. He was waiting for that shout. He knew God was going to do something. Verse number 12. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Do you know Jesus did not withhold his son, his only son, from us? That's the picture that we see here. And Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, him a ram. Now, I'm not going to go too far with this, but there's a difference between a lamb and a ram. I want to let that sink in. God will provide himself a lamb. Verse number 8. We see here in verse number 13, there's not a lamb there, there's a ram. Why is that? Because Jesus Christ is the lamb. This ram was just a temporary offering, a substitute, until the real Lamb of God comes. Notice that he took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, and we've already mentioned that, what it means. It means that the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, to this day, to this day, when Moses is writing in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Listen, in their mind, faith was yet future. There was something going to take place on that mountain, that area, Mount Moriah, that was yet future. And it did happen. Some 2,000 years ago, that perfect Lamb of God came, and he willingly carried his wood, that cross, up to the mountain. He shed his blood. And when Abraham said, God will provide, do you know God provided for us? There's so much here. God provided us a way to salvation through that lamb. It was more than just the lamb. God is going to provide a way of redemption, a way of salvation, and it's through that lamb, Jesus Christ. One day, Jesus is coming again. Amen. And he won't be coming as a lamb. He'll be coming as a lion, the king of Judah. Never again is he going to hang on the cross. Never again will he have to carry his wood up that hill. Never again will he have to be sacrificed for the sins of the world, shed his blood. He's coming one day as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Are you ready for him? I sure hope so. Our Father, we thank you for the morning, for this awesome passage of Scripture. Again, I mentioned it so many times. These are more than just stories that we read as Sunday school stories and to tell our children. And Lord, they're more than that. Lord, they speak of you. They speak of your Son, Jesus. They speak of your love for us. They speak of your love for your Son, who you willingly gave for us that we could have redemption from our sins. Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you for that sacrifice on Mount Calvary. Lord, I just pray for your soon coming. And until you come for us, our Father, may we be found faithful, serving you and loving you, telling others about that great sacrifice on Calvary that is for the whole world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.